Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, all. Merry Christmas to you all. Right, mandatory thing. Earliest, who woke up the earliest? Come on. I must admit I didn't post anything on Facebook at 2:15 this morning. Yeah, see, I worry about you guys so much. That's what happens to me. It keeps me awake. No, I ate too late last night and indigestion caused me to rise. Can anyone beat 2:15? Franka! So you sleep during the day then? Okay. Fantastic. Well done. Was you working last night? It's caught. Well, this morning we're going to reflect on a name. We're going to go through the names of Jesus. But I want to read you something with great joy this morning. I received this text last night. And it says this. Family and friends, please join with us in welcoming baby Bateman. Official name to be decided. She arrived this morning. It's funny, they've had 9 months, but I guess that's... arrived this morning, which was yesterday morning, following a mad dash to the hospital, was born just a few minutes later. I am tired. I wonder why. So please forgive me for not sending out special individual notes, messages and texts at this stage. 7.45 pound. Yep. Born Christmas Eve at 2016, 8:41. Isn't that fantastic? You see, that baby doesn't have a name yet. That baby, they'll be pondering and working out a name for that baby. Tell you what, it's early. I've been up all night. But they'll be pondering a name. That wasn't the case with our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that the angel visited Joseph. We know the angel visited Mary. And we know that the name of the baby was to be called Jesus because he would. Fantastic. What a name. What a reflection. In the Old Testament, we looked at names of people for their reputation, for their status, for their glory. A mark or a brand name, if you were. David means beloved. We know that he was loved by God. And Abraham means a father of the multitude. And we know that he is a father to the nation and to the nations. And by him, all nations will be blessed. We know that Jacob meant trickster or deceiver. That's a great name to have, trickster or deceiver. And we know that Goliath meant splendor until he was cut down by David. So we want to look this morning at a few passages, and I just want to read a couple of verses from Isaiah chapter 9, from say verse 1. We might as well start from the very beginning. But there will be no gloom for her who is in anguish. In the former time, brought into the contempt of the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has been made glorious the way of the sea. The land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy of the harvest. As they are glad, they will divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in the battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we flick across to Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 on. And it says this, she will bear a son and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us, which is what Ryan mentioned before. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. But knew her not until she had given birth to a son. and they called his name Jesus. You see, Jesus' name was already foretold in the heavenly heights. When miraculously born, the Spirit came upon Mary, the physical father, as it were, of Jesus Christ. And he came upon her. And she became pregnant with a supernatural baby, a supernatural birth, and reveals a supernatural battle. This is not just any other child that is born in flesh. My children were born in flesh. All of you were born in flesh, but this was one who was perfect. Our minds can't conceive that very well in our understanding, but we know that the Bible reveals, our holy book reveals, that the Spirit came upon Mary and Jesus was being born. Why? Because we had a problem. We hate that word sin today. We hate that word because it conjures up things that we've done wrong. Well, I'm telling you now, I've done things wrong. And I know that you have too. Sorry. But that's life. And the only way that those floodgates could be opened back towards God was that Jesus needed to be born to pay that price for us. That the veil might be ripped apart and we might enter into the Holy Holies and have perfect fellowship and love for God. That was missing. Sure, people loved God in the Old Testament. People waiting for their redemption to come. I love Simeon. I love what Simeon says. Now lettest thy servant depart in peace, for the eyes have seen the consolation of Israel. The consolation, the Savior, the one who is going to redeem. He was ready to go with be the Lord. He said, let's have a funeral. Let's get it on. What a wonderful thing that he was ready to meet his Savior. And it's interesting, an old man who had been in the temple for years, and the Spirit who was told him that he would not taste death until he's seen Jesus Christ, till he's seen the Messiah, had his whole life wrapped up in that little helpless baby who was God, wrapped up in clothes, you know, clothes like mum, not fancy blankets and pushed in with pushchairs and all that we have today. But just a helpless baby. And he looked at that baby and he said, here is my redemption. Here is the one. Here is the Redeemer. This is the one. The supernatural birth. And it speaks of his desire. His name reveals his purpose. And his desire was to come and pay the price for sinners. That's you and me. Jesus came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In the blood of bull and goats you found no pleasure. But here I am to do your will, O God. You see, in total obedience, the Son connected always with the Father in the heavenly heights. The Trinity view, we have Father, Son and Spirit. Connected totally. Came down into be an obedient child for the suffering of death, to deliver us, to set the captives free, to redeem that which was lost. They weren't lost, they were wandering around, they didn't have a compass or a GPS or a map. They were lost spiritually. Physically present, spiritually lost. And they needed a redeemer. They needed someone to come alongside, and Jesus came alongside. And we know there is death, sacrifice and offering. We hate talking about death at Christmas time because it's such a cutesy story. A little bubby. You know, shepherds coming from the fields, probably a few animals kicking around. Wise men later. And it's a cute story. It's a lovely story. But when you reconcile the fact that this is a cute story, ordained in the heavenly heights, Spirit coming upon Mary, baby born, and this boy was going to be 33 years later, was going to be put to death on a cross, that is the significance. Yes, Christmas Day is one of the great days in human history. Easter is one of the great days in human history. But the greatest day of human history, when the victory will finally be completely done, even though it is done now, but when Jesus comes back, are you waiting for Jesus to come back? Are you waiting? His name also reveals his mighty power. You see, this one here is the ultimate judge. He will separate the ones, the lost ones, from the saved ones. He will do that. We can't avoid that. And yes, he performed mighty miracles as he walked upon the earth, which validated his ministry. Here was someone, even the religious rulers of the day, says, "We know that God is with you, for man cannot do what you do." And yet at the same turn of events, not much later, they condemned him with Satan, saying he does all these things by Satan. But the reality is he did them on high, because he is the one who was the Son of God. He was sovereign. He is that hero. He is the one who is all strong, almighty, all invincible. The victory has been wrought because of him. And yet he is not only acquainted with that, and he will separate the sheep and the goats as it talks about, but he sustains. Do you know this baby? Before he became a baby, created, we know that God spoke and the Spirit hovered upon the waters. In Colossians 1, it talks about all things were made by him, and through him and for him. Nothing existed that wasn't made by him. And why? Because he has the preeminence. He is the head over all things. And it's to him we look to. Him we love. Him we want to be nurtured by. Him we want to place our full trust in, as Ryan says. And yet at the same time, with all that negative connotation, as it seems and it's not, because we can trust him, he is the one that satisfies us. He is the one that brings us well-being and understanding of what our purpose is to follow him in obedience. He is the steward and the keeper of our lives. He is the word that it speaks about. Do you know that the Bateman's baby doesn't have a name? And when I was born and given the name Daryl, that was insignificant. There was no family history. When my father-in-law was born, he was given the name John. His father's name was John. His father before him was named John. The father before that was named John. And John, my father-in-law, called his firstborn son John. There's a significance in their name, because they all called each other John. But their only significance is wrapped up whether they follow Jesus Christ or not. Yes, the baby Bateman will be given a name. The baby Bateman will be given a name that fits with what they want to call the name. Like I name mine Jake, Elijah, Mia and Yvette. Their names mean different things, but to us they were nice names. And today if you come seeking some comfort and you don't know Jesus personally, as Ryan has said, take comfort in Jesus and say yes to him today. This may be a Christmas that you'll never forget. In the name of Jesus means everything. His name is the source of our salvation. It is the name that has hope for our hearts. It's the name that can break the sin of bondage. It can cool the fevered brow. It can lift the greatest burdens. It comfort the broken heart. It is worth knowing because it speaks of a Savior worth loving. His name is everything. His name unlocks the door of heaven and closes the gates of hell. His name saves the vilest sinner. I know that because I was one of them. He redeems the blackest soul. He secures the precious saints. His name may be Jesus, but that name cannot tell us what it is to know him. You must know him through his word. And his word reveals his character and reveals God's heart for us, and it reveals what the Spirit does in our lives. Have you put your trust in Jesus? Do you love Jesus? When you went to the tree this morning, if you were fortunate to have presents, like I was blessed and my kids were blessed this morning, did you contemplate what that meant? I have a second birthday. I'm getting too old to have two birthdays in. I have one birthday and Jesus has one. Let's reflect on that as we go and soak people with water pistols if you got some of those, throw things at people if you got some things like that, go shopping tomorrow morning at 7:30 if you've got gift card vouchers, praise the Lord for 7:30 shopping times. Will you trust in Jesus of what he can do for you? Oh yes, it's hard. Some people find it difficult this time of year. Some people face different things in their life, the very many firsts. We have a dear family that moved next door to us from South Africa. This is their first Christmas away from their family. They'll have their first Mother's Day. They'll have their first Father's Day. They'll have all these things away from their first families, as you know too well. And my dear brother Ryan will be without his grandmother. This is his first. But Jesus comforts us in all those things. Will you allow yourself to be comforted? My prayer is, I hope so. Invite Ryan and the music team to come back up now and I'll just pray. So if we just bow our heads and let's give thanks to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father and loving Lord, we thank you that as we look upon the names of Jesus, who's a Redeemer, who's a Sustainer, who is a Life Giver, we can say but thank you for the time that we can spend here this morning reflecting on his goodness to us by coming in obedience. By coming in obedience to ultimately die on a cross was his plan. Father, may we not only accept the cute story of Christmas and the baby, but may we accept the sacrifice and the suffering of Easter, where may we accept the redemption and the understanding at Pentecost. May we understand the ascension into heaven, but we also may grasp that the deliverance that he will bring when he comes back to redeem us, finally. When he puts all things right and we reside in him, with him and in him and through him forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Father, for that glorious and ultimate day in him. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.